What do you think the odds are the bookies would offer of Jacob providing some excuse not to attend next week? That is in reference to Karen Maughan, broke the story earlier today on News 24, for whom she writes, or for which she writes, that the Zonda Commission of Inquiry has written to the ex-president, the former president Jacob Zuma, and said the fact that the Constitutional Court has not yet ruled does not absolve you of your legal responsibility to answer to the subpoena which you have been issued with and appear in front of us next week. Karen, what odds would you give on Jacob Zuma appearing? Good afternoon.
That is the question of the day. I don't want to start any betting trends at the moment. I think that the inquiry clearly believes that he is not going to come, and that's what precipitated them then writing this letter, to which, as far as I know, his lawyers have not responded. But remember, of course, during that Constitutional Court hearing where the inquiry is effectively trying to get the Constitutional Court, the highest court in the land, to enforce those subpoenas issued for Zuma to appear in January and February, the Constitutional Court made it plain that it wasn't entirely sure why it would be required to do so, because, as it pointed out, a legally binding subpoena is a legally binding subpoena. And that ethos very much being echoed on the part of the inquiry by its secretary to Jacob Zuma himself, very much saying that even if the court has not ruled, that does not stop Zuma from being expected to appear. The second part of the query, I think, is the more important one. What will he do when he gets there?
Yeah, I mean, if he goes there, and I'm very, very dubious. I mean, if I were a bookmaker, I'd give very long odds on him appearing. If he does come, he is going to say, I refuse to answer that question, or just sit there moot and allow his lawyer to not answer questions on his behalf, because their position surely will be that the Constitutional Court hasn't ruled on whether you can force me to answer questions.
Well, this is the issue. This is why I find these latest developments somewhat intriguing, because, you know, during the hearing, there was a prolonged session of questioning of the inquiry's advocate Tim Baker and Gwaya Torby about the inquiry's request that the court give a ruling by the 10th of January. That hasn't happened. You know, I'm not sure that the Constitutional Court will give a ruling this week. It's still within the bounds of possibility. But the inquiry saying to the court that if it made a decision within the framework of a month, within January, it would still be able to ensure that Jacob Zuma came for the two-week period that it had put him down for. You know, so you know, there is a potential shifting of the timeline. But what will be interesting, you know, there has been a lot of debate. The inquiry is of the view that Jacob Zuma does not have the right to remain silent, which it says is a right that's typically enforced for criminal accused. He cannot claim that right. But it has acknowledged that he does have a privilege against self-incrimination, which, if one strips away the semantics, really comes back to the same thing. And I think what we will see when Jacob Zuma, if and when he does appear, is that he will choose to exercise that, you know, that privilege against self-incrimination, and he will choose not to answer questions. That being said, that did not stop the inquiry during the questioning of former SAA board chair Dudu Mieni, of essentially laying out a great deal of evidence that it had gathered, specifically in relation to the Jacob Zuma Foundation, questionable cash payments, donations that they had banking slips for. It's quite obvious that they had a lot of evidence. There were question marks about a very strange 2 million rand payment that appeared to have been linked to a tender that was obtained in the Free State that was made through a person who now claims that he believes he was part of money laundering in relation to the foundation, which of course we know Dudu Mieni named. So it's a very intricate web of evidence. And Jacob Zuma's, you know, refusal to answer the question isn't going to stop the inquiry from putting the evidence that its investigators have gathered, and which I strongly suspect will be very hard-hitting if and when we actually get Jacob Zuma in the witness box and he is asked to respond to that evidence.
The letter that was sent to him by the secretary of the commission does say that you have to appear unless you have, I can't remember what the exact phrase is, but unless you have valid grounds on which to do so. And I mean, I suppose the choice for Zuma is, does he try and find slash invent valid grounds, or does he just stubbornly ignore?
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is the inquiries made it clear to him that if he doesn't come, he will be committing a criminal offense. We know that, of course, it's indicated it's going to allege criminal charges against him in relation to the walkout incident on the 19th of November, where he walked out of the inquiry after the DC Day Raymond Zonda refused to recuse himself. We know, of course, that his counsel advocate, Muzi Sikhani, has been severely ill with COVID-19. He was in ICU. We know he's still recovering because of a statement.
Well, they're the valid grounds then.
Yes, and we also know that Jacob Zuma, you know, may express concern around his health. But I think the inquiry wants him to vocalize that so that they can maybe set up the kind of scenario they had for Dudu Mieni and do by a virtual hearing. But as you and I both know, John, I mean, the time is clicking away. And the inquiry only has until March to complete its investigations. It's yet to launch that application for an extension of 3 months in order to complete its report. It cannot afford to make any wrong moves in securing this evidence, which I think, you know, all of us have pretty much accepted is probably going to be a scenario where certain things are put to the president, former president, and he keeps quiet, and that will be at best for the inquiry.
Karen Maughan, legal reporter for News 24, thanks very much for talking to us.